someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
It is a diversity of thought and cultures that makes the Howard University student experience unique. A collective dedication to service brings many of our students together for one undeniable goal, a commitment to truth and service. The young men and women who are committed to service, especially during the holiday seasons, are not thinking of themselves. They are always considering others. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guests today on The Journey are the student co-directors of the Angel Tree Project at Howard University, Samantha Jenkins, the coordinator of the Native American Heritage Project, Mark Herrera, and Hurricane Relief Drive volunteer, Dijon Stokes. Welcome. So I'm going to start with you, Samantha. You're the co-director of the Angel Tree Project for 2017. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm from a little town called Rowlett. I grew up in the courthouse because my mom is a judge and my dad is a private investigator. So through the courthouse and everything, I've kind of always been volunteering and kind of going out into the community.
Okay, great. And why the Angel Tree Project?
So the Angel Tree Project is a opportunity to go out and find students and children who aren't as fortunate as everyone else and try to bring some holiday cheer to them by bringing toys and clothes and just any type of gift that they may want. And I personally am in love with children. I want to work with children in my career. So getting to not only get their gifts for them, but also go and have a reception with them and fellowship with them and kind of talk to them and let them know that someone's thinking about them during the holiday times really just warms my heart. And I also love getting to see their faces whenever they see that, you know, someone thought about them specifically and bought them something special.
So as a medical student, there were what we call border babies, which were babies that were born to mothers who couldn't take care of them for one reason or another. And I remember volunteering in the hospital and feeding this one particular baby every day. I thought I was going to adopt him, which probably wouldn't have happened. This young, single guy didn't quite know my way around babies fully. But every morning I would go over there to feed him. And I mention that because there's an innocence that kids bring in particular that really allows them to express their gratitude for things that they get in a very pure way. Have you seen that as you're working on the Angel Tree Project and as you've volunteered around kids?
Yes, definitely. I remember one little boy last year. He was so excited to get his gift that he was just causing the ruckus in the back. So I went and sat with him. We started coloring, and we ended up skipping around the room until it was his time to get his gift. And I remember he drew out a Christmas tree and everything and signed it and asked me to hang it up in my room. And I ended up getting a position as a teacher's assistant at that school. And so now when I went back, I actually got to see him, and he was so excited because he still remembered. He was still so grateful for just a football to everyone else, but to him, it was just the greatest thing in the world.
That's fantastic. So Mark, you're involved in the Native American Heritage Project. Tell us a little bit about that project.
I saw other schools and other universities do similar things, such as movie screenings or panel discussions involving indigenous activists, lawyers, politicians, so on and so forth. So I thought to myself, why can't something like that happen at Howard University? Why can't we showcase our culture? So I organized with the chapel, and we performed and had a dancer out on stage, and it was very exciting, and the community really took a positive note from it. And I feel that we should have more of that, you know, more of that inclusion, because I think members of the Howard community would be more, I don't know, they'd get more from it than American University audience, I would say so.
Yes, you know, sir. It's interesting that you say that, because when we made the decision to no longer have Columbus Day as a holiday on campus, I remember reading a post from a student who was talking about Indigenous people. And just as we look across the country and we're taking down, you know, statues in the South that celebrate folks from the Confederacy, I always am concerned about what are we replacing it with. I'm part of the advisory commission for the cathedral on race relations, and I was part of the discussion that led to taking down the stained glasses. But one of the things that came up in that discussion that I brought up was, what are we going to replace this with? It's one thing to take it away, but what do we replace it? And this seems like a great thing for us to use around the former Columbus Day observation that we had on campus. What are your thoughts about doing that and using that platform?
I think it give the community to have dialogue with actual Native Americans, because people sometimes don't have a background of knowledge on Native peoples in general. Most of the time they learn from middle school, high school, elementary school, Pocahontas, Pilgrims, reservations, Trail of Tears. That's pretty much sums up what people think about us, but we are a thriving modern day culture, and we want to make those connections with not only the Howard community, but also the African American community at large.
And along those lines, as we talk about Native Americans and you talk about the contemporary experience, what has been your experience, especially on Howard's campus, where we talk a lot about diversity? I'm always concerned that we have to live it. And what has been your experience as you've tried to bring this issue to the forefront on our campus?
So I've always been supported by Howard University. You know, it gets kind of lonely, but Washington, D.C. does have a strong Native American population because politicians, lawyers, and so on and so forth work here. So that being said, I don't have trouble, you know, making friends or getting my point across to the Howard community, because Howard in general is an inclusive environment.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are student volunteers Mark Herrera, Samantha Jenkins, and Dijon Stokes. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So Dijon, we're going to turn to you. You have been working on hurricane relief, and especially given what has happened recently, especially throughout the Caribbean and in Texas and in South Florida in particular, there's a lot of obvious need for this right now. What brought you to get involved in this, and exactly what have you done around Hurricane Relief Drive?
I began working with Alternative Spring Break on the database committee, and we were helping collect donations for in all of the different dormitories, and we got over 70 cases of donations, and Alternative Spring Break has just opened a lot of doors, and it helps me embody the different volunteering efforts and wanting to give back to my community, especially seeing some of the effects of floods and other different national disasters in my home of Charleston, West Virginia. It was one of those experiences that I definitely wanted to make sure that I lended the same hand that was pushed forward out to me. We would go to the different sites and make sure that the donations were being kept, and that our different volunteers had the best resources so that they would be able to collect the donations and be able to incentivize people to come donate and want to give back to the community.
And I want to come back to you, Mark. As you look at your other activities, you obviously have gotten involved in other areas. You're currently doing an internship. Tell us a little bit about that and how that has resonated with some of what you've done here on the campus.
So I'm with the Public Affairs Department with the National Museum of the American Indian. So my job is to talk to different tribes and try to coordinate events at the museum. And most recently, I got to coordinate with the Muscogee Creek Nation from Oklahoma, try to bring them down here, try to bring several representatives from that tribe. And it turned out great. It was a great showing for their culture at the museum. And how that helps me in terms of being at Howard, I guess it helps me try to, like, educate people on Native American culture. Again, I only represent one tribe myself. There are 567 federally recognized tribes. So I try to do my best, try to convey that information to my fellow students if they have any questions or concerns.
Samantha, you're a psychology major, yes. Business minor. What are your long-term goals with respect to what you do on campus with volunteering? And Angel Tree Project clearly is not the only thing that you do. But what are your long-term goals with respect to what you're doing with your education today?
I hope to, in the future, open up my own private practice and go to school for child psychology. So being a part of Chapel Assistance and being a part of Jules Incorporated has really fostered my passion for children and making sure that they're protected, but also that we're giving them all that we have so that they can give all that they have in the future. So with projects like Angel Tree, I have definitely seen how incorporating that into my own business plan and into my own future practice can be beneficial to the mental health of all of the children that I come into contact with.
And Dijon, obviously you are, this is not your, I would say, primary focus. You're a political science major, a junior. How does this fit into what you want to do long term? And you can correct me.
Oh yeah, I'm a sophomore, but
okay. I'm giving you a some extra credits.
Yes. but that it definitely fits into my future plans because I want to be a lawyer and I wanted to get my JD and MBA. And over the summer, I worked with the ACLU and just seeing the different projects that they did, as far as fighting for freedom of speech, and as well. I've caught different interests of wanting to work maybe possibly in civil rights law and making sure that our communities are being protected in that, especially, I mean, in working with ASB, I've seen face-to-face how communities can be impacted by laws and policies, and I wanted my career path to align with that, to make sure that I'm protecting our people and I'm making sure that everyone's getting the same opportunities I feel I've gotten, if not greater chances.
So as we close, I'm going to have each of you tell the audience why Howard University. Why Howard University, Mark?
For my major, I chose it because it's in the heart of D.C. And to be very, you know, upfront about it, I came from a PWI, transferred from a PWI. So I wanted to be around, you know, more colored student body, you know, more inclusive student body. I just wanted to go to school with a little flavor, to put it that way.
All right. What about you, Samantha? Why Howard University?
I chose Howard because I wanted to come someplace where I could discover who I was and that be appreciated, and to foster an appreciation of myself, but also recognize that my story isn't the only way to be Black, or there's no one way to be Black, or and there's no one experience, but we can all still connect and we can all still build each other up. And I think Howard does an amazing job of that through the student body, through faculty, staff. And there's not a moment where I feel like I'm alone or that I'm going through anything by myself.
And what about you, Dijon? Why Howard?
I chose Howard University because of the prestige, because I've heard, I mean, because in hearing about it as a child, I heard about it as the Mecca. I heard about it as a great place to foster my skills and to grow coming from Charleston, West Virginia, and not having as many resources that I would like, and that it was in the heart of it, of DC, and it was such a great school.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been the best of Howard University, all students who volunteer and give back and really epitomize excellence in truth and service. Samantha Jenkins, the coordinator of the Angel Tree Project, Mark Herrera, the coordinator for the Native American Heritage Project, and Hurricane Relief volunteer Dijon Stokes. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.